This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran, Britain, and the U.S. set sail despite a U.S. request to detain the vessel further. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports.
The Grace 1, renamed the Adrian Daria 1, left Gibraltar around 2100 GMT on Sunday, according to shipping data. It showed that the vessel was heading to Kalamata in Greece. Just hours before its departure, the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the tanker further. The Grace 1's detention ended last week, but a federal court in Washington on Friday issued a warrant for its seizure, that of the oil it carries, and nearly $1 million, on the grounds that it had links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it says is a terrorist organization. Gibraltar said on Sunday it couldn't comply because it was bound by EU law.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all Islamic State safe havens after a horrific wedding attack that the local Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for. AP Zaria Shakli reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's comments came as Afghanistan mourns at least 63 people, including children, killed in the Kabul bombing at a wedding hall late Saturday night. Close to 200 others were wounded. Many outraged Afghans ask whether an approaching deal between the U.S. and the Taliban to end nearly 18 years of fighting will bring peace to long-suffering civilians. The bomber detonated his explosives in the middle of a dancing crowd. I'm Zeria Shakli.
Turkey says a Turkish convoy in Syria has been hit by airstrikes, killing at least three civilians. Officials say the attack occurred as the convoy was heading towards Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The humanitarian group Open Arms has urgently requested permission from Italy.